Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
G'day and welcome and happy Friday. We're here to talk about AFL fantasy and preview round 14. It's the third week of the bye rounds and we're still not really even halfway through. There's lots to talk about, so let's go!
Just done it from nowhere.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Live Show on your Friday afternoon. Happy Friday to all you guys out there. And I am your host, Mitch Casey. You can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And I'm joined once again by coach of the Mighty Ox Shorts, Luke Rogerson. How are you, my friend? How's your week been? And have you made it to the weekend with all your sanity still left in check?
Yeah, man, I'm here. We appreciate you jumping out of bed and joining us on the live show. Today, mate, it's big of you. I've come from the pub. You've come from the bedroom.
Mate, it is an icicle in Brisbane right now. It is as cold as it gets here in little old Brizzy. So yeah. I've had to don the Celtics hoodie just to thaw myself.
Well, we've got the moist meter, but now I think we've got the cold meter. And read between the lines here, but my cold meter is suggesting that it's very, very cold.
It is, mate. It was 3 degrees when I got up this morning. And Brisbane, that's just not Brisbane weather.
Like, no.
We're not prepared for this, mate. Our houses, it just doesn't work up here.
It's coincided with how cold our fantasy teams have gone because
I think mine was shit before then. So
last night was just another disgraceful game for the Ball Boys. Everything we recommend is turning to shit.
Yeah,
I'd recommend tuning out now. To be honest,
Bontempelli, what the fuck was that? Look, I know he got tagged, and look it. We could have seen it coming. St. Kilda sometimes done that. Haven't been doing it as of late. And a lot of the teams have been tagging Richards over Bont recently. So, but still, I thought Bont could do something more than that. 50.
You won't have to go back far to find me saying, I think the exact words were, Bont has a high floor. I think that came out of my mouth.
Maybe even this week. You mozzed the shit out of him.
50 is not high. Bont. It was.
You traded him in for a 50 last year. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we effectively done the same thing this year where the week after we traded him in comes out and scores a 50. So he was in the big boys until we got wind of a wind of a tag coming through and then he dropped out of my top five. So hopefully we didn't VC him going into last round. So we'll have a look at the big boys a bit later on. But yeah, he was definitely the low light of the night last night. But I want to give a special shout out to the unsung hero, if you can call anyone in my team a hero, of my season, Tim fucking English. He just keeps getting it done. This guy he's killing it. He's doing really, really well. And so far on the season, he is averaging 108 points and just seems to be getting you know, the last few weeks, 120, 139 his last two, 95, 102, 92, 145, 124. He hasn't gone below 92 since round one, and he's popped a few good ceiling scores in there, Luke. So, Richmond next week.
Yeah.
The big llama, just special shout out to him because he's been a good pick.
It was heart and mouth stuff after round one, but it's come good. It was ruck night last night because big Roma, who
we traded
him out on his bye. He came back and said a big fuck you. And
yes, which we knew he was capable of,
especially in a reasonably easy matchup against him.
So I think next round we're going to be heavily discussing Max Gawn to Rowan Marshall trades. And I'm forecasting that I will tick it off. I think it's a great move because Max Gawn has got a great matchup this round, but after his bye, his matchups are hard, and I think Rowan Marshall could find his way back to his ultimate form that we know he's capable of. So, definitely something to consider after this round. Matt Kennedy looks terrible in the first half, Luke. I think he had less than 30 points.
It was around the 30 mark. Not what you want, especially if you traded him in either this week or the week before, but he did save it.
And then he went bang!
Yeah, he's a guy that's capable of this. I think there was two or three goals in there as well from Kennedy, which is something that you can expect when he does go forward.
There was a bit more happening through the midfield for the Bulldogs. So you had English obviously top there. Richards at 22, Bontempelli 21, Libba at 16, Matt Kennedy at 14, and then Fraser Crane, he popped his head back in there for 12, Treloar 11. So that's a pretty busy midfield. I wonder how it all shakes out. But Kennedy's still in there. For now, I think it's good enough.
Yeah. The Wang.
He's a big Wang. And
he's a big D1 Wang.
Could he be the D1 for the season? He is playing some great, great footy at the moment. Just seems to find it everywhere. Averaging 108 on the season.
Wang's my D1.
Yeah. he's a big D.
That looks more like a butt than a half.
That's for sure. So what is he? I'm just trying to look at the averages so far. So yeah, 107.8 is Whitfield. I think at the moment, Rosie is just ahead of him. But it would not surprise me if Wangini Miller is the number one averaging defender for the entire season. And from here on out, I could easily see that happening. He is having a phenomenal season. And glad he is in my team at least.
So. The other one that we've been on the roller coaster with, because the week I suggested you don't trade him in, he got a 150, then he stunk it up. But since then, he's been good. It probably would have been a good trade.
Bailey Dale, he was really good last night. And obviously the Saints match up, which has been a little bit tougher this year than previous years. But he had the 10 marks, the 36 disposals. So 127 with zero tackles is pretty impressive. And he, again, like we said, with Sam English, walks into the Richmond matchup next week, so he was definitely a good trade. I still have my hesitancies that he's going to be a top six defender, but in the short term, he's obviously killing it. So it makes it feel like a good trade in, especially if you got him the week that I should have for his 150. Even that little 50 in there, it's sort of been evened out.
I noticed that you didn't put in your big trade target from last night into the run sheet to talk about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't want to talk about your big trade-in that you made? Your big move?
Yeah, nah. Didn't really. Because, look, he's not on my field. He was on my bench. He'll go up 30K. My big boy, Isaac Keeler.
Team morale instantly through the floor.
Just a bit low. It was dire. I needed two forwards. And at one point, I had Closey in there. He got dropped.
What are you doing?
Keeler came in and got the 37, and he kicked a goal in that as well. He's still got some cash, so what? I'm hoping that, I don't know, maybe he can pop another 60 or so and just tick along. But he was my emergency, so hopefully Archer make, and who's my other trade in for those Swan forwards, because I needed some downgrades in the forward line, Luke, and there wasn't really many options. So anyway, we'll brush past that.
Speaking of trade-ins, let's talk about the team reactions and what we know thus far.
Yeah, so we do have some debutants. We've got three mid-season draftees all debuting this week in Archer May and Lockie Blackiston.
It's 2025, mate. You can't say that.
I was waiting for that. Debuting for the Bombers. So, Lockie is the 230K ruck. Archimay is the 230K forward. And then Tom McCarthy for the Eagles, who everyone was hoping to grab last week, but he didn't play last week. But he will be debuting this week, is the basically the media saying so. And I'm just checking, Manny Liddy, I think, is also another person who we're waiting on, but he looks to have made the cut. He's on the extended bench, but he's on the bench, so a little bit of a sub watch. I'd imagine it's going to be either him or Hugh Jackson that gets the sub vest on the Sunday for the Port Adelaide Power, but he is the fourth debutant as well. So four 230K basement price debutants. We've got a mid, a defender, a forward, and a ruck. That's
a little bit of variety.
Yeah, that's I don't know. That doesn't happen very often.
That's the spice of life.
A player at each round, each position, basement price. That is, I don't know, is that even a first?
We like
maybe
it.
A first for this season. So of those four, I think McCarthy is the best to get. However, he does have his bye next week. So could you just get him in round 16? No matter how good he is this week, you just get him one price rise and then he's on his bye. So that's what I'm going to be doing, because I didn't need a defender or a midfielder. Yeah. But I'm not too upset missing out on him, because I'm just going to get him in round 16.
It probably segues here to Tim's Super Chat. Thank you for the Super Chat, Tim. He asked, can I go McCarthy next week? You can't go him next week, but I guess Mitch has hopefully just answered that question. You can wait a week.
You don't have to get him this week. You can get him in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do that second trade that you might want to do instead, Tim. I think that would be no problemo.
Yeah, I would back that in, Tim. Some other players, a lot of players back from injury. These players, I think, well, I know McRae was back last night. So McRae, Horn Francis, and Finn Callahan all got injured on the same week, all return in the same week, as well as Bailey Smith, who was a late out last week. He is back. The coach has said he's going to play.
Yeah, so that means he won't.
So who knows? Yeah. But he might even appear in another segment later. So a lot of players coming back from injury. And the other interesting one that I noted was that Jordan Sweet was named to play against Gorn, or at least in the standard squad. Yeah, and he did make the cut there. So they look like they're going to go with the two ruck matchup against Melbourne. I did suspect that they would bring Sweet in back because of the Max Gorn matchup. So
excellent. Thank you very much.
That would have been a big 180, I think, if it was just Vicentini.
Knowing Gorny, he'll probably still go huge.
Oh, I think he'll still be massive, but it just might shave off a little bit of that ceiling, because Vicentini would have been gobbled up by Big Maximus. So not too much else going on, obviously. Not as many teams playing, so yeah. Pretty low on the news front when it comes to the teams this week, I think. It really is just those debutants playing. So are you picking up any of the debutants this week, Luke?
I think I might need a defender.
McCarthy action.
Yeah, there. McCarthy might be a go. But you may notice my testicles on the wall this week, Mitch, because I'm going balls to the wall.
Okay. where is he going with this?
I thought you might make the connection. That's okay. I've decided, fuck this shit. What is the use of being ranked at 5,000? 5,000, 10,000?
Yeah, who cares?
Meh, who cares? So I may as well just have a go. So okay. I'm going speculative. My intention is to bring in the doctor. I'm going to bring in McKercher as well. And I'm just going to see how
McKercher,
it goes.
McCarthy, and Doherty.
McDoctor.
McDoctor, yeah.
Everyone's in.
Okay, so you're just going bang, 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 all... Yep. I think there's some definite upside on a lot of those picks. And I think I would tick off most of them. If their positions are what we saw last week, I think all are great, great value. So
I think I could be loving it by the end of the round.
McLovin, is that?
Loving it. It's their thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably
a little weak connection.
It's a thinking man's game.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Don't worry about it. I think that, if you're going to go one of these basement guys, I think May is probably the guy to go for, because he's got the two price movements. And we are dying for a forward. And I don't know how he's going to go. He may be good. He may be bad. But as a forward, you could do worse. I had to steer the ship back.
It's always tough.
So I could get it back in there. But anyway, let's. Should we go on to our next segment? I've just realised that I forgot the goggles because it's not Sunny's weather up here in Brisbane right now. But let's talk some big boys. Woo! We have some big boys this week that I have a lot of confidence in. I think this round, you're going to see some big scores because there's some nice matchups for a lot of the high-scoring players up the top here. So we're going to start at number one. And this is another number one where I think you need to move the line up a little bit. We've had that in the last couple of rounds. It's Big Maxim is gone at number one.
Even with Sweetie back.
Even with Sweetie back. Do you remember what Tim English did against Jordan Sweet the week he went 140+? Dominated him. Absolutely killed him.
Yeah.
And he still has Vicentini in there. So you're going to get a little bit of time on Vicentini where he's going to just average 60 hitouts. And then he's going to outwork Jordan Sweet, who, you know, bit slacking there. I think he's going to go big time. I do think the two ruck just limits that ceiling. But if it was just Jordan Sweet, I would have moved the line up to like 125. Sorry, if it was just Vicentini, the line would have been 125. This lowers the line down maybe to like a 115 level for me, but still higher than my standard 110. Number two is Bailey Smith.
Back in the big boys.
I'd feel a lot better with him as a VC. So if you've already used your captain, maybe you used it on a bont last night, unfortunately, would you go Bailey Smith coming off the week off in a game where he's going up against Essendon? So it's a good matchup.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a little bit of risk associated there. Would you feel confident going into Baz as your straight captain, Luke?
I mean, I feel like if he plays, he's good and he scores big.
I kind of agree, yeah.
I don't think he has like a go out there and play half pace.
He's not like that.
He is what he is. And the fact that...
Do you think he could be subbed out as like a management thing?
If Geelong...
he would hate that, I reckon.
I think he would hate that, but I mean, Chris Scott will do what Chris Scott wants to do. And if they're up big and they haven't had an injury, there's every chance. I agree. I like it better as a VC, but tell me a couple more options, mate, and I might decide whether...
So at number three, I've got Connor Rosie. I'm a poet, and I knew it.
Nice.
And he loves these matchups where it's a positive matchup for halfbacks. He will absolutely go out and eat it up. And I'll have a little bit of a theory that coming up against Melbourne, teams hate kicking it long down the line because Max is just going to get their goblet up, especially if you've got Vicentini and Sweet, who are just their chopped liver. So they're not going to want to do that. They're going to want to pick their way through it. And I reckon Connor Rosie is going to be an absolute... He's going to feature heavily in that. So he's going to rack up a lot of marks. Tiniest little flag. Ed Langdon went to Dacos last week. I think the most likely scenario is either they just don't bother with that. That was like a Dacos exclusive.
Yep.
Or if they do that again, it's Butters. They haven't shown the tendency to tag anyone across halfback. It's always been midfielders when they've done it. So that's the smallest flag, but Rosie's kind of escaped the tag being off the halfback so far. Now that I've said it now, it's definitely coming his way.
Jack Viney's also back in this week for Melbourne. So I kind of think to myself, he was doing a little bit of that role previously, and I don't think he's a guy that can do that across half forward necessarily.
No, I don't think so. He's more inside.
If he were to come back in and do that role, I think that maybe Rosie would be even safer potentially.
Yeah. The other thing is that like they lost as well. Like I know it was a close game and they played a good game. So both times they've tagged heavy. Like I think it was the Geelong game as well. They've lost both games. So it's not really in their DNA. So I feel good about Rosie there in a game plan that should suit him. Andy Brayshaw, I think he's maybe not your ceiling kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I think he's really, really solid for a 110+ score this week against North Melbourne. They're one of the top matchups for midfielders. So I think he's gonna do really, really well there. North Melbourne not running any tags or anything like that right now, and he should play very well. And then Tristan Sherry, similar sort of thing against Fremantle. Now Sean Darcy being back makes it not as enticing. So if Sean Darcy wasn't there, I'd have him higher. But he is just there, solid. I think, again, similar to Brayshaw, he's a walking 110 most weeks. It's a slightly positive matchup. So I think he is definitely a great fallback option if you want to take a swing with like a Bailey Smith or a Connor Rosie. I'm not exactly sure. When does that... I think the Rosie one might be after that. So if you want to take a swing on a Baz Linker the game before, going into Tristan Sherry is always a great shout. So those are my top five. If you want the rest of my list, and number six... I'll have you know, Luke was Rowan Marshall, who scored the big 129. So even the rest of my 10, we won't talk about Bont, who was at 7. The rest of my list, they're doing well. They're doing well these days. So check it out at patreon.com/ballboys to get the full list of the big boys who drop on a Thursday afternoon, as well as my trade targets and Rogers round review, and an exclusive Q&A podcast, which is always great fun.
Tim snuck in with another super chat here. Appreciate you, Tim.
I reckon Tim's feeling the heat because he is up the pointy end this year. Yes. He's going really, really well.
He's kinda, what are you doing asking us questions?
So, Tim? Well, it's stressful up there, Luke. I'll have you know. You've never experienced it yourself, but Tim is he's in rarefied air at the moment.
He's
so
making good choices.
What's his question?
Well, his trades here he's telling us about. So he's done Pete Linder, McKercher, Boxall to your boy May, and then Ashcroft to Kennedy. What do you think of that, Mitch? What say you?
Well, Kennedy's locked in, but I like that. There's some little whispers going around that Ashcroft potentially sub this week. There were some quotes from the coach saying they got to look after their young players. The bench, I think, from memory, was looking pretty strong. What was the bench? I'll read out the bench for the Lions.
This is at Tim's trade-in, so are we assuming it's Washcroft, or is it Lashcroft?
Oh, is he trading? Surely he's not trading in. No,
oh,
Ashcroft,
no, sorry,
to
Ashcroft
Kennedy.
To Kennedy. My apologies.
So, Peatling to McKercher. Tick that one, because Peatling's got to go. He's suspended. And McKercher, you're ticking it off. I like the trade, especially if he's playing halfback. Now, he had 35 touches last round for a 95. You can look at that two different ways. He had 35 touches and only scored 95.
Yeah.
He had 35 touches. You'd expect him to get more marks most weeks at least. And he's shown games where he can tackle too. So if he's able to get that many touches, like, there's a decent ceiling there. I think I'm choosing to choose, like, to view it the latter. Because we've seen him rack up marks and tackles before. So I think he does have more upside than last week's suggests. So I like the trades, Tim. I think you're on the right track, mate.
Beautiful. Mate, should we get spicy before we answer some more questions?
Absolutely, mate. Let's get it going.
Let's do it.
You got the maracas?
A little bit of hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Over to you, mate.
I've got a little spicy take on someone who we've all been concerned, we've all been lamenting the last couple of rounds, but I think he's going to get back on track. And Isaac Rankin, he's going to be back in the middle. There's no Peatling. He's going to be back in there for more than 65% CBAs, and he's going to score a big 120 playing tonight. He plays on the Utah Stadium. Oh, no, that is that tonight? Yeah, that's tonight against Hawthorn. Yeah, against the Hawks, Utah Stadium, wide ground. He's going to get lots of plus sixes, and I think he's going to go 120 tonight and restore our faith in him. And then playing Richmond after his bye, he won't be a trade-out target next week. That's a spicy take for round 14. What's yours?
Very nice. I don't often do this, but I'm going to go with a negative hopeful spicy take.
Blasphemy.
Here.
A negative hopeful?
I'm going to go Max Gawn doesn't hit triple figures.
Wow, the number one big boy. You're taking him down.
I'm going to take down your big boy, but it's selfish. I don't have him, so I'm going to get on that. My spicy take's been going all right recently. So
I don't know what I want more, for me to have a good fantasy season or for my captains to do well.
But now that your fantasy team sucks, it's probably the captains.
Yeah. Oh, I slipped to third, and Bales is right behind me as well.
He's
as the
breathing
expert.
Down your neck.
I'm number one expert right now, but Bales has been on fire with his captains this year, and he is a mere, 194 points away from me, which in this competition is not very much. So yeah, he's fourth overall for the season. I'm also behind Vams Fantasy. Now, I'm assuming that's Vams there. So a couple of well-known, and then Visolate has extended his lead, so
killing it. Drop your spicy takes in the comments below, or just drop some hate for me if you're a Max Gawn owner. And I reckon we can answer some questions. What do you think, Mitch?
I reckon we do. There is some people in the chat mentioning that there was news that Bailey Smith didn't train. I did see some unconfirmed. I don't know if I've seen the confirmation, but I've seen those messages out there on Twitter. But the quote from Chris Scott says that he trained his normal amounts this week.
Chris Scott would never lie to us either.
And Chris Scott would never lie. I will say, sometimes, like, players won't do every training session throughout the week, especially if, you know, they're coming off something. Like, So they might train earlier in the week but not later in the week, or they might not train early in the week and train later. So I wouldn't read too much into it.
I think we're all right. I don't think the Cats coach, he's got nothing to hide.
Nice.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Scott nothing.
That's pretty, yeah, his name is Chris Scott. So.
All right. What is some other questions going here? Can you read the text there, Luke?
Or? No, I can't. I hope you can read it because I cannot read it.
Oh, One Shot Kids says, happy Friday, you filthy Eskimo brothers. And look, again, we're going to try to keep this family friendly. But
yeah.
If you are curious, you can go look up what that means.
And given, given our dynamic, it is all the more.
Yeah, it's probably
it
not.
It doesn't quite apply to us, does it?
No. Yeah.
Walsh or Butters, Mitch?
I'm going Walsh. Now
you're indeed going Walsh. Tell me more.
I'm going to be trading him in. I was Butters at the start of the week. But upon doing some research for my trade targets for the Patreon army, patreon.com/ballboys, it leaned me more towards Walsh because he's got a better run. Butters' break even is still at 120, and I think there's definite potential that he's going to run into some more tags in the next few weeks. So he is coming up against Melbourne. Again, you could have that Langdon or a Viney tag or a Clayton Oliver. They got options. Or yeah, who was the other guy that came from the forward line that did it in that Geelong game? It was the...
who the fuck
it was someone about? Fucking random who tagged Max Holmes that week. Anyway, they've got options, and they're now on the radar as a potential tag team. Then he runs into Sydney, who could be James Jordan. And then he runs into Carlton, who haven't tagged, but recently Chincotta has been back in, and he tags last week. So there's a few issues there, I think, for Butters. And with a 120 break-even, he's just someone I'd rather wait on a week.
Yeah, I think it's fair enough. I think you can, but with that high break-even. Zach Butters does have a high ceiling, but... he's not going to get away from you like some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Might. Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
And while she moved back into the middle last week, he was the second highest midfielder when it came to CBAs, whereas previously it was very consistent where he was like consistently the fourth mid against West Coast and North in his next two. Yeah. So
no, I think it's a good move. You've tried trading in good players this year and it hasn't worked, so you may as well start trying opposite.
I'll try a shit player. So
Bomber here says, how do I manage to donate a bottle of Bundy to the show? Bomber, if you send a super chat, I'll go and buy a bottle of Bundy for next week.
Yeah, we'll have Bundy run on the podcast, mate. We will happily oblige.
And
you Bundy man?
I'll clear my schedule for the following morning.
You're a rum guy?
No.
I love a good Bundy rum.
Do you?
My parents are both big Bundy.
You don't tell your partner's brother that you like a Bundy because we all know.
I don't subscribe to this, you know, rum violence thing, you know? Just I'm a friendly guy, no matter what I drink.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about when you don't?
I'm
drink?
Just violent against you, mate. I'll beat you up.
Eskimo says here that Drew Jones said on his podcast that Bass hasn't trained all week and wasn't at the captain's run. I told you if Chris Scott says he's playing, he's not. So
I'm kind. Let me find this Chris Scott.
Read
quote.
Right into it. A couple of questions about Colby McKercher. Can we talk McKercher? So Bales here, I reckon it is. Trades this week. Carroll to Johnson, Bice to McKercher, and then Ashcroft to Doherty. So it's looking like Bales has also got his testicles firmly on the wall, just like me. And I like it, Bales. I think that, you know, in my perspective anyway, there's no point in finishing 5,000. I might as well have a dig. Yeah. And I think that there's word coming out of both of those clubs that potentially those roles might be around a little bit longer than they have been previously for McKercher and Doherty. So, we know what Doherty can do in that role, and then McKercher's just an accumulator from juniors as well. So, yeah, playing the friendliest role in fantasy.
100%. He averaged like 95 basically in that role last season.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
I'm on board, Bell.
Juice reckons you're not going juicy enough, not going crazy. He wants you to go crazier and go Charlie Kerno.
Oofed.
Who plays West Coast this week and then North the week after?
I still want to be able to show up for the show. There's a fine line. I think if they go too far, I might not be here. And Mitch doesn't want to fly solo.
Here's the quote from Chris Scott. Quote, he'll play. As we forecast last week, he was able to put in a good training session around the game last week. We were confident he'd be playing. He's ticked every box this week, so he's good. Confirmed. Laid out.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. That couldn't be a more Chris Scott thing to say. Yeah. Look, I don't know. I refuse to take anything that man says. He'll either be there or he won't, which is why I would like him to be my VC rather than my captain. So just make sure you're around the news when the Geelong Cats play because, yeah, you just never know. 4:15 Saturday. Don't plan anything. Have your phone ready.
Don't have a life.
Don't make plans on Saturday afternoon. Geelong are playing 4:15. Just be ready.
Crinkly Cut says, would you go Chad Warner to May and bank cash, or would you go Cooper Lord and bank points? Was 100th at the end of last week, was Crinkly Cut.
Ooh, would you trade Chad Warner? Like, at all? I know both trades had Chad Warner going out.
The thing that's saving him, I think, is obviously the line that he's on. He hasn't been unreal, but he hasn't been horrible.
I think I'd rather just go the guy who's had his bye, more likely to score better. If you're doing one of these sideways, like trading out a premium, the point is by trading them out, the point is to get more points on field.
Yeah.
And May might not even count to your best 22 or best 18. So by trading out Warner, you haven't achieved anything by trading out a premium. Now you're down a premium next week. I know you've got the cash there, but you could have just had the premium. And you might get injuries and So I think if you're going to do it, you'd want to trade it to a player that you're confident is going to be best 18.
And for crinkly cut here, the options are Lord or May. So May's a no. What do you think? What do you think of Cooper Lord another week down the track?
I've obviously not been on him because I haven't done it myself. And every week it just gets harder to recommend because he's just getting more expensive. But against West Coast and North, the next two rounds, he's off his bye. He's got break even 29. I'd prefer it to May. Because we don't know what May is. Like, I'm pretty sure he's like a bit of a more tall forward sort of type. Relies on goals a bit to get his things. Bomber
has entered the chat and he's shouting the bottle of rum. I was going to go your halves, Bomber, but
okay,
that's very generous of you, and we will be true to our word. We'll have a rum.
Got
to
get the bunny rums on.
I hope the deal wasn't that we have to try and finish it on the show.
No, yep. It's, two six-packs each.
We may not. No, we're getting a bottle, mate. We'll do
wrong. Oh, the bottle. Oh, yeah, okay. Straight. Yeah shots. Yeah. Let's go.
No mixes. Thank you, Bob. It was very, very kind.
That's very generous of you, mate.
We'll get that sorted for you next week.
Hope you have a good round. That's got to be a good omen for you, Bomber.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Ella says here, if Baz is out, do we hold? Trouble being, of course, that... When there is Saturday night, so
Saturday afternoon,
we maybe still have some flexibility at that point.
Yes.
Could you just keep holding? The thing that you can hide behind is best 18. I think I kind of would, just because I'd be...
You would trade. Like, if we right now knew he was out, I'd be looking at trading him because he's got so much money on his head. If he's out this week, he means he's missing the next two of the three rounds.
Yeah.
If he misses two games in a row next week, they could just save him again, you know, and he's missed all these games because they've got their bye the next week, make sure he's cherry ripe. So if he was out, yes, I would trade.
If you could, and if it didn't mean completely fucking your team to do it, because it's midway through the round, so there's going to be some people that are locked into things. There's going to be, I wouldn't want to completely screw my team.
I'm looking at my trades. Like, I've got no more trades happening until... I mean, no, my Archer May trade will be locked in. Oh, no, it'll be the same game. So I've got no other moves being locked in because a lot of us would be trading out players who are on their buys, like some of the Sydney guys. So there might still be a bit of flexibility there. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
What do we got? Would we be happy to trade into McRae after that performance last night? So McRae, I think it was a low. Was it a low 90?
Like 84 from memory, something like that. Let me fact check myself there.
Do you think you'd be willing to go
82
for McRae? I was
probably well not. Over. Probably not. I mean, I will wait and see what Horn Francis does this week, because he's going to be very cheap off his buy. If you're desperate for a forward, Matt Kennedy did it again. McRae's not exactly cheap. He'll still be in the 900,000s. 936. Break even was 105. So he'll go down. I still think he'll be a touch over 900K.
Yeah.
I think his role was fine. Highest midfielder, 72% TOG. So maybe you'd expect that to come up a little bit. Probably not. I would have liked to have seen more if I was planning to trade him in. Saints got flogged. Who do the Saints have next week? Collingwood. That's a tough matchup. So, yeah, probably not at this stage. He might get pushed out again for Windhager for another tag on Dacos next week. So, yeah, I would have liked to have seen more.
Cheyenne here says, if Hardiman has another Hardemare, is it Callum Mills? Let's talk about Callum Mills.
Yeah, well, he had 110, right, last week?
He did. I will say I watched the first half of that game, and of course the matchup was pretty handy, and he was just getting some pretty uncontested easy pill early. Yeah. He did slow down.
He played off halfback, basically. Yeah,
and he slowed down later in the game. I don't think it's going to be that easy for him every week, but he, of course, is cheap compared to what we know he can be. Would you prefer to see him in the midfield role before you went for him?
I would have preferred to see him in the midfield role, but what I will say is he played 85% TOG. I think you could do worse. Would you prefer... say Colby McCurdy comes out and does a 95 again. Would you prefer him or Mills? I think I'd lean McCurdy still.
Yeah, I think so. In that... halfback role. I think he's, yeah. And I think McKercher is less likely to do what Mills sometimes does, which is be accountable or at least be defensive.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's not marking up on anybody.
No, I don't think so. So I think that's probably a good read.
I think he'll still be cheaper. So, I mean, maybe you might already have McKercher. So Mills might be an option. I would have preferred to see him off playing in the midfield, though. But an option.
Yeah.
An option.
Yeah. We talked Walsh versus Butters before, but what about teammates? Walsh versus Doherty? Would you consider saving cash here? Well, obviously, you wouldn't.
I have this decision, yeah. So Doherty's cheaper. Like, he's about 80K cheaper.
Correct.
And I think.
This is Thomas's question here. We're saving a bit of cash.
Yeah. So this comes down to. Well, firstly, what do you expect Doherty to do in that role? So if Doherty's in that role, what do you think he could average? 100?
Doherty's in that role. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be what 105? We have previously seen, but I think that the 105 is in the realms of possibility.
So I think the last time he played a full season, he averaged 105.
Yeah.
Now, that was 2 years ago.
I think that we can go... I think it's going to be triple figures, but 100 I think we
plus.
Can say 100.
So that's good value, right? Yep. And even in the midfield, that's like... pretty close to a top eight mid. This year the eighth averaging mid is like 103. So that's not a bad pick. I personally just think, now we haven't seen it yet, but the ceiling for Sam Walsh is from here. He could be 110 averaging mid if he's like a 70%+ CBA midfielder.
And you expect him to be that from here? That's your
well,
theory.
I'm not... It's more of the punt, I think. So that's why I'm... To me, he has a better blend of... He's still cheap. He still has potential to be a top eight midfielder that is not going to be someone you want to trade out. Doherty is cheap. He might be someone you're okay with holding, but I don't think he's a guy where you're going, yep, lock him in. And you just got that little bit more added element of risk of him not being in the side or changing the role, which... I feel more confident that he's not going to be out of the side now, and I think he's going to be there. If you had a really great plan next week to do something with that extra 80K and that was a difference, I'd tick it off 100%. I'm personally like not seeing that for my team.
Yeah.
Because I am seeing some cheaper guys come through, like Horn Francis is someone I'm looking at. Butters will still be at a cheaper price. And so the 80K to me doesn't make that much of a difference, but it could for your team, and I think both are good options, personally.
Hot Wings here wants to concede merit to Caldwell. Would you be conceding?
You can't do that. You can't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, Hot Wings, I think it's... I understand the frustration, but the fact that there's been a lot of noise about Merritt's role and what the fuck you're doing with one of the best AFL midfielders just throwing him around, I hope that we're going to see... Merritt in the midfield this week.
Yeah. Was he just thrown around a bit last week because he was getting tagged or?
I mean, they've shown that they're happy to do that kind of thing. But like if I've got Zach Merritt in my club and Zach Merritt, let's say 3-4 years ago, I wasn't as big on Zach Merritt, but
he's gained a lot of respect for
there. There was like a turning point where he decided like, boys, get on my back.
Really respect him as a player. And
yeah, it's not just offensive stuff from him as well. So if I had him in my team, it would be go and lead the charge in the midfield. So I hope that that's what we see from Essendon.
I think he'll come good. And just basically, that's a very sidewaysy mood. You're trading out a player who's going to have his bye. Trading in a player that's going to have his bye. If you were trading him out, you'd go to someone who's already had their bye. That move you could sell me more on.
It would have merit.
Yes, it would. Well, it wouldn't have merit anymore. No. But going to someone where you're not gaining an extra game, you're just conceding a loss, that's not something I'd be looking to do personally.
Bomber wants to know if anyone else is going to Luke Jackson, old Greg, the dead ringer.
Is this role legit, Luke?
This is one of the weirder roles that we've seen. So last week,
I don't think we've ever seen something like this, right?
Sean Darcy played like 30%. CBAs. Luke Jackson was the number one ruckman, but not only did he play like 70% CBAs, he also played 70% like ruck contest. Yeah. He played 90% CBAs because he was also in there as a midfielder.
He was only around the ball. Only. That was all he was doing.
Two things. Fremantle played well and won. This is 2 weeks ago up here on the Gold Coast. So that's good. Second part of it, however, is like if you're playing Sean Darcy, are you just consistently playing Sean Darcy with 30% ruck on? Like,
he played 50% time on ground. That has to go up. But so, so I guess
why is he playing?
Well, and I don't know.
It also shocks me that they did that. That was a wet weather
was
game.
Was there an injury in that game? Like, would Sean Darcy have been subbed out? When was they played?
Somebody, you'd be able to see it on the thing.
Yeah,
I'm somebody in the chat will definitely look now. But I just think there's, I mean, that role.
Yeah, Warner was subbed out injured. I reckon if there wasn't an injury sub, Sean Darcy would have been subbed out.
But that again begs the question of like, why bother playing? Unless they thought, oh, going up against Wits, we can't risk just Luke Jackson by himself against Wits like 2 weeks ago.
And they got Sherry this week, right?
Luke Jackson is, as somebody eloquently put it on our Wednesday night show, it's a dank pick. And I don't know what dank means, but if it
seems
means
to summarize this very well.
If it means high upside but potential.
Is he like a shiny object to a fish?
He could be. Yeah, that's wise. Where'd you hear that? That's not bad. I might take that one.
I think there's a world where this move really, really works. There's also a world where this move blows up in your face. If I had to, like, gun to my head right now, say that I think they continue this at least for the short term, for the next few rounds, and that he does continue to do what we saw last game, at least for another round or two. Maybe it fizzles out, but I think they're going to give it at least another couple games to see if they like it.
Yeah, I'm not going there, but very interesting one, that one. Mm. Let's get to James's question here. James says, hey, Legends, pretty set on my first three trades, Lashcroft, Kennedy, Lindsay, Johnson's. For my third trade, Moraes to anyone below 400K, any position, or boy to Madden.
Madden.
Both of my rucks have already had buys. So who are you shopping at 400K, any position? Is it McCarthy? Are you going?
It's probably, did we mention Johnson? Yeah, Johnson from the Bombers.
You do like to mention Johnson.
I love my Johnsons. See, I think Madden will make more cash and score better over the next two rounds than Johnson will. But if your rucks have already played, he's just stuck on the bench. You can't get him on field. So at least Johnson has the ability to help your scoring in that time as well. So if you feel like you're maybe down, that's probably going to be the highest upside play. Maybe he scores well enough to count, so he ticks both boxes. So you're probably going there. If your team was just stacked and you've got lots of players playing in the next two rounds, you're going to have 21, 22 in every round before trades, then you're probably going Madden, I think, is going to make more cash. He's just a better role as a sole rock.
Solly's spicy take here is that you shaved the old melon, and that's why that out-of-date hat is stuck to your head.
I could take it off and reveal, but I'll let you keep thinking. I'm just hanging on to the glory days, which was last year.
It goes downhill quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. This is just for credibility, because as you can tell, there's a big old number 16 there.
Credibility. You got to keep it up, mate. The credibility's in the toilet. Caleb Sarong, speaking of the toilet.
Nah. No, that guy's a gun.
Would you have him? Would you endorse people going to Caleb Sarong? There's a couple of people that have mentioned him.
He is more expensive than Sam Walsh. I'd go Walsh first, but Sarong, the thing in his favour is they've got a good fixture the next few rounds. So North Melbourne, Essendon, St Kilda, Sydney. I mean, St Kilda could tag him with Windhager. It's good, at least good two rounds. I don't think so. I think you'd probably rather just go to Doherty and save 100 or 80K. I think he and Doherty are going to score very similar.
Or Walsh is in that ballpark too.
And I think Walsh has probably got a better ceiling. He just has averaged 93 this season. I think he'll average a bit more than that, but I don't see him as that guy, as that 105, 108, which he's been in the past. It just, the game style change, the tags, I just don't think it's happening. He's not bouncing back to those heights, I don't think.
Camo has a super chat. Thank you very much, Camo. We appreciate it. Levi Oliver and the box to Colby Bray and McCarthy. Banking 121 to upgrade Rankin and someone else next week. So Rankin, we think, has to be in our plans next week, you would think. If he dishes up, and he's got
maybe
Hawthorn. It's a tough game.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see what else happens. But what do you think of the trades? Colby, Bray, Short, and McCarthy.
Yeah, I like those trade-ins. I don't mind the trade-outs. Oliver, I would like to be trading out Oliver. For my personal team, he probably needs to stay because I just need all hands on deck. But if your team's better than mine, it's a fair chance that it is. Oliver can definitely go, and I like those trade-ins.
Having a bit of money in the bank is nice. Last couple of weeks I've had it there is much nicer than just cruising through on your last dollar.
More options.
For sure. Solis wants you to keep your hat on the side.
Yeah, Kay says, side on with glasses, please. Oh, geez.
with the bottle of rum in your hair next week.
Go full.
I'll get you a brown paper bag too. Let's get a couple more questions. Kate says, Hewitt or Walsh? We just got Carlton mania this week.
Hewitt is being constantly disrespected, and he's basically the same price as Walsh, 10K more. He's coming off of 125 against Essendon. So it was really good. Averaging 102 for the season. I just can't get it out of my head that he's never averaged over 100 for his career. So he's averaging 102 right now. To me, if I'm going to math, that means he's not going to average 100 the rest of the season.
You look at, I mean, I know we're looking a long way ahead, but he doesn't exactly have the most awesome run in the world for the rest of the season as well. So
it's all right for the first two.
He's got Port Adelaide in there twice.
Collingwood, Brisbane.
He's got Hawthorn.
Hawthorn. Port. So,
it's not awesome, but that being said, he was killing it at the start of the year, regardless of who they were playing as well. So, yeah.
Well, I lean Walsh because I'm a simpleton and he's done it before and younger. And I just think he's a better player all around.
Okay, let's go. Two more questions. We'll get Laura's question here. Laura says, g'day, boys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday
to you as well.
Laura.
Lord or McKercher? McKercher role worries with the way that Clarko's been shifting players and Lord's low break-even run over the next week looks juicy. I feel there's a chance that, in my mind, McKercher in the right role and then just given license back there, he's not going to be a top six defender. Don't get me wrong, but he's going to be close enough that I think you can like ride him for a little bit. Whereas Lord to me feels like by
the end
of the buys,
ticking time bomb, you know, like
I think that you're going to be looking to get Lord out of your team again.
It could be a problem real fast. I think
3 weeks or so. Even if he's not a problem, even if he keeps doing what he's doing, you're still going to want to move him on pretty quickly because I think that Colby, even though he's a little bit more expensive, is he much more expensive?
It's not
Colby?
That much. Like, they're pretty comparable in price. It might be like 50K, I want to say, off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm going Colby there.
I think that there is obviously a little bit of concern about they've been throwing players around all over the shop, but I think that's been spoken about a little bit more recently and they've been copping a bit of flack for that. I think even the players have, like, I think Sheezel goes on some radio shows pretty regularly and has talked about this. And he's just had 35 touches off halfback.
Yeah.
I think you're not changing that, really. I want to say he got coaches' votes, too. Like, maybe I think he got, like, 9 coaches' votes. So, yeah, I would back him at least for the short term to stay in that role. And then if it ever changes, you can pivot. And I think he'll be better in the long run.
Last question here, and it's Pietro Bonacina, and you can't sneak that past me. Pietro has donated €5.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So
really living up to his heritage there.
I like the exchange right on that one. Pietro says, hey, big doodles. Not me, you.
Yeah, and Luke as well.
Yeah. No, like I said, cold up here in Brizzy. Kennedy, you got Kennedy yesterday and can either do Butters and McCarthy or Doc and Johnson or Walsh and Jackson. Pietro's ranked at 340 and his team value is 24.3 million.
Jackson, I'm assuming that's the Jackson from Port Adelaide. I think I'd avoid Jackson. He seems very subby to me.
If I was ranked 340, Pietro, my testicles wouldn't be on the wall and I'd be going Butters and McCarthy.
I think that is the safest play.
Well, I think Butters is safer than Doherty. In terms of course, role.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to me, the difference between McCarthy and Johnson might be nothing.
It might be nothing. I think, you're going to make a lot more cash this week on Johnson. Plus, he has another game next week. And then you can just get McCarthy off the other one. So, I do prefer Johnson as a trade in. But
just
is
might,
it...
might mean missing Butters and getting Doherty.
I'm going to say Doc and Johnson, Pietro.
Just because Butters isn't going to get away from you either?
Yeah, I'm just a little nervous about Butters. I was bullish at the start of the round, but just thinking on it a bit more and the matchups he's got coming up, like if he was to get tagged, even just one of the next two or three games, with a 120 break even, it just it wouldn't be very good. And I think the cash generation that you're probably going to get more of with the Johnson Doc trade means that you've just got more options next week and the weeks following. So that's probably where I'm going.
Fair, fair, fair. Okay, we'll wrap this up and let you guys go and have a fiddle.
Yeah, and make some trades in your fantasy side, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure you hit that big old thumb that's pointing up down on the below the video there, guys, and hit subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, please do so now. Where are we actually with subscribers? I want to say we're getting close to 4K.
Oof.
Which would be very nice for us to do. So people, make sure you hit
that
subscribe.
People keep following my Twitter. Every day people follow my Twitter to look at absolutely zero content.
You've got great content on there, mate. So
go and unfollow my Twitter, guys.
Don't unfollow it. Just
go and unfollow. There's nothing going on there.
So, yes, make sure you subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating and review. 3.89. So let's get to 4K by the end of the season.
Hey, that'd be cool.
5-star rating review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We'll see you guys on Monday to review the round. Until then, bye.
Bye. It'll be a Bundy next week.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.